This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs the Playbook, and I'm super excited to have an insider of the NFL here at Radio Row, Diana Rossini. She's the insider at The Athletic. Check her out and check out The Athletic as well. I get a lot of my information that makes me look like an insider from Diana. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So what's really cool is I've been around too long, and I was blessed to run Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, which was a very notable sports agency years ago. And I'm old enough to remember when I saw my first woman sportscaster and was shocked. And not in a bad way, just shocked that they actually got the opportunity. I grew up with a single mom and who worked two jobs. She was six kids, five boys and a girl. I didn't even realize in the 70s that my mom couldn't apply for a credit card without a man. And so whether I'm working with Jen Welter, Sage Steele, or yourself, I just, with three daughters, get so excited that we don't have equity of people because we're all different, but we have equity of opportunity through appreciation. And so I see the NFL as a leader in allowing people to have equity of opportunity in a variety of different ways. So I was wondering, as a young superstar in this space, how you feel about equity of opportunity today, not even compared about the past, but where we're at today and what needs to be done in the future.
I think the point that needs to be made about where we're at in 2025 as women in sports is no longer is gender really an issue, whether it's in the locker room or in television. It's just, do you have the information? Do you know the content? Welcome to the table. That's all it really is at this point. Now, do I still think fans have to get adjusted? They see women on TV and they've become accustomed over the last few years to seeing women part of the conversation. But I think there's still older generations. Like, I'll even speak for my own father,
yeah,
who is, he's blown away that I do what I do still, because he has that mindset of women shouldn't be doing that. But I think the younger generation is so accustomed to it and used to seeing it that they're more open to it. And the part that makes me probably most proud about being a woman in sports is the players have always treated me with all the respect that you possibly could want as a journalist. I've never had anyone speak to me differently or speak down, be condescending, dumb it down. Never, never in all the years I've done this. And I it's just reflective of what the great men that play this game.
Yeah. And coming through that, there's a lot to unlearn. So looking at your father, for example, or me, I have my own daughters point out to me, hey, Dad, you need to unlearn that, because there's no bad intention of your father or me when we see certain things that may surprise us. And I was partnered with Warren Moon for so many years, and I used to say, you know, everybody wants us to talk about black quarterbacks. And I said, actually, our mission is that you just call him a quarterback. Right. And I see that today in media. And whether it be for women or for middle-aged mutant turtles, even in social media, there is this equity of information and opportunity. But information is key today. And
yes,
one of the things that I love getting from you, because I don't have time anymore and I get caught on this side of the table for an interview, people assume if you're in sports, you know everything going on in sports. And you watched it yesterday and you're informed. And I've been caught, interviewed on ESPN where something like, hey, you know, what do you think about that slide into second base? I'm like, well, good thing he's okay. No, he's out for the season. So I learned not to bullshit about
my third. Too.
Yeah. So for you, how much time is spent being more interested than interesting?
Yeah, it's hard because I am an insider, right? So it's my job to not only understand the stories, how and why they're happening, but to be ahead of it almost. So I have to almost play predictor. In order to stay on top of it. So even, for example, here on Radio Row, I'm walking by players who I know will be free agents, not even this upcoming free agency, next.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh, I probably need to talk to them and find out what their plans are, speak to their agents. So it's a hamster wheel, truthfully. But it's a wheel I like to be on because that's just how I'm programmed. I've thought about this over the last few years because now that I'm a mom of two little kids, I thought maybe I need to just be a host. You know, the information gathering is too hard as a mom. And what I realized is you can't change who you are. Your heart wants what it wants. And for me, I gravitate towards news. And I have found ways to do it so it works for my life. And I've been better about not winning everything. You know, it's such a competitive space. I had somebody actually on the Radio Row floor come up to me and said, you know, you're my favorite female insider. And I said, well, I hope I'm your favorite insider soon, right? Yeah. And because there's just not a lot of women doing it.
Yeah.
And so my hope is more women reporters understand that you can do it. It's hard, but there's an opening and a need for more women to do it because they can have success.
It's funny because Linda Cohn's a good friend of mine, Hall of Famer. And I always say, you're my favorite anchor, not anchor woman. And she loves that. And she's been on our shows. Now, I do a show called Executive Football Talk with Mike Tannenbaum, who's an insider at ESPN, but also a host. And it's exhausting.
Yep.
People don't realize to keep a harmony with family, finance, faith, and your profession, it's very difficult. And it's so trying to do what you do. What do you find to be the biggest challenge? This is for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
About creating a harmony. There's no balance, so let's not lie to
each
other.
No, I appreciate that you said that.
What's the harmony in our lives?
I misunderstood that when I got married and had kids. I kept saying, I got to find this balance. And now I realize you're right. There are some days I'm a really good mom and I'm not great at work. There's some days where I'm killing it at work and the boys aren't that happy or they're hungry.
Right.
I don't not feed them, but I've thought about it before. They do eat a lot. They're growing little guys.
I got girls and one boy. Now I know the difference.
Yes.
The boy eats more than the 3-year-old.
And it apparently never stops, I hear.
Oh, it gets worse.
At 3 and 2, they...
14, be careful. You'll go broke.
I don't care. They're going through the growth.
You need an NFL contract to afford a 14-year-old boy and his friends.
I think the key to trying to be the most successful version of you while you're trying to also be present and good at everything else is understand what takes priorities daily. I think it's okay to say, today I'm going to lean in on this the most. We can lean in on everything throughout the day, but sometimes certain things take a little bit more. Like for me, I've learned there are hours in the day where I can pull back from getting off Twitter and making phone calls. And I will get on the ground and sit with Mikey and Joey and play trains with them.
That's awesome.
Because to me, I'm never going to have those moments again. And I want to make sure, I don't want to look back and regret. I was tweeting about a wide receiver who wanted a trade and missed the first time Mikey did the alphabet by himself, So I've been okay with just being okay sometimes and not always winning everything. You're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine, and take it from the insider. She's my second favorite insider. So I won't say my favorite woman insider. She's my second favorite next to Mike Tannenbaum.
Oh, that's fair.
That's because
we've
been together since law school. He's going to kill me if I said you were my favorite. But thank you so much for giving us great advice, for living a life that's illustrating to everyone how you can have the harmony in what you do by staying with what you're passionate about at your essence. Diana Rossini, if you don't have the information that you want, check her out. She tweets, threads, and she's on The Athletic. So check them out as well. Diana, promise me you'll come on Mike and my show and we'll do more together.
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me.
You got to keep up the great work. This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.